T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All I wanted was a 30-minute break from the NFL draft, and you guys couldn't let me have it. That was it. That's all I wanted. This is my hell. Welcome back. Sports Talk Saturday, a miniature version of it before. Hey, good news. We have NFL draft coverage coming up in 30 minutes. Actually, probably, no, we have NFL draft coming up in 15 minutes because Sal Capaccio is going to be joining us from Wooden Bills Drive. So, you're not missing anything, everyone. It's okay. We're going to be talking plenty more about the draft, okay? So maybe I'm the booty cheek of the week for thinking I could get away with 30 minutes of not talking about it. Shame on me.
I mean, I remember people getting upset that we were going to, like, went to Sabres Live after day one of the of training camp. People were like, why are you going to talk about hockey? This is a football season.
I wanted a break. That's all I wanted.
I get it, too. And it's not like the Sabres weren't in the news this past week.
Yeah, no, they did a newsworthy thing. I felt like I wanted to say something about it. And it's fine if you guys want to call and talk about the draft. I just don't care about the Xavier Worthy crap anymore. I want to care about and worry about the Bills. That's the team I'm focused on. I told everyone to sleep on it. And if you're still upset, that's a you problem. And we should be holding ourselves to a higher standard and each other to a higher standard of not letting Kansas City live rent-free in our heads.
I feel like that's happened. I just told you this.
It's too late at this point.
The Chiefs have been living in the heads of Bills fans since 13 seconds. Prove me wrong.
I can't. I realistically cannot.
Just people are just. I'm tired of talking about the
Chiefs. World Jim tweeting at me. Absolutely unlistenable. I blame WGR for allowing this. A real station would never allow this crap to be broadcast. Hey, you know what? Thanks. I appreciate the words. Because that means you at least heard it for a moment. I don't care about Kansas City. And now I'm turning the sword. The booty cheek of the week is anyone that's still legitimately angry about this. Stop letting the Chiefs live rent-free in your heads. Try to enjoy it, because clearly you guys are driving me crazy. I was gonna laugh at the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, when I heard about that was insane.
But now I'm gonna sit here with my blood boiling and pissed off.
Ugh. I just don't understand why we need
Joe Yurden
talking about the
Joe Yurden. You'll get nothing and like it. You know what, Joe? That's that noted jerk brand coming out there, baby. I love it. But that's my fault for thinking I can get away with it. And it's your fault if you're letting Kansas City sit rent-free in your heads. Okay? I'm calling a spade there. Worry about the Buffalo Bills. And when Kansas City undoubtedly shows up on the schedule again, and when they show up again in January, then we can worry about it, okay? It's okay to try to appreciate the draft for what it was. Kansas City had to give up several picks in this draft, by the way, to move up a collective of 5 spots. That's not good asset management, guys. Like, what are we doing? Oh, and by the way, Kansas City has not had a good hit on a wide receiver draft pick since Tyreek Hill. Rashee Rice might have sped raced his good run. I just... Mecole Hardman already left the team and then had to be brought back to be a contributor. Oh, and he fumbled out of the end zone, by the way. It gave the Bills one last chance to win that game. So it's not like Mecole Hardman's been a great receiver for the Chiefs either. We have to stop pretending like the Chiefs know what they're doing at wide receiver. They have Travis Kelce. And a bunch of flotsam and jetsam. That's what they won with last year. Their wide receiver room last year was worse than the Bills looks like right now. And they won a Super Bowl with it. Because they have a great quarterback and they have an all-god tight end. And the Bills have a great team. Because their problem in the divisional round was that they had so many linebacker injuries, they couldn't cover the all-god guy. And great teams lose games in the playoffs too. It's a missed opportunity. I'm done talking about this for now. And anyone that's still mad about the Kansas City trade back where Buffalo fell back 5 selections, got themselves a 3rd-round pick, added some bulk to their defensive line for it, by the way. They got an extra player out of it. And they still drafted the receiver they wanted the whole time. That's good management.
That's also the other thing that I don't understand why people are upset about this, is that you did still get a upset. Wide receiver.
Still upset. Like, I get being mad on Thursday night. Yes. I get that. But you take a moment, you recollect yourself, and you get back at it. And try to enjoy it. But those people that are still mad about it, find something enjoyable to do. I'm not kidding when I say that, because this is clearly not fun for you. Evan, I'm going to try to do this again. You have a booty cheek that doesn't involve the draft. Let's see if everyone gets pissed at me for this.
No, my booty cheek of the week is, I'm not going to try to pronounce this guy's last name, but the umpire that ejected Aaron Boone in... for literally during the Yankees A's game. And I never like major league umpiring, because I always feel like that umpires are one of the most sensitive officials in the 4 major sports. I mean, yeah, NBA is pretty bad, but when you have a guy that is literally, he said, okay, if you say another word, I'm kicking you out of the game. And he goes, okay, and there's a camera on him. Not on
Aaron Boone. Nothing.
Said nothing. And then all of a sudden, you're out of here. And it came from a fan. Now, credit, it was in the direction, but oh my gosh, you need...
He just had rabbit ears on.
Yeah. He like, they need to...
The ump show is
chill
unreal.
Chill out with... umpiring. It was just the most ridiculous thing. Now I get it. Aaron Boone has had this reputation of getting kicked out of games, but also let's remember that he didn't say a word. I wish that you could honestly like replay and see like, oh,
they should be able to review ejections, because that would be one that's reviewable.
Yes.
I would say that.
Or even just, I don't know, I don't want to say,
because the NHL
whole
reviews,
yeah,
they misconducts.
I would say something along the lines of even like take away games behind the plate for umpires, or But, you know, the umpires union wouldn't have that. Otherwise, Angel Hernandez would be out of a job.
There we go. We dunked on Angel Hernandez again this week. There we go, baby.
Woo!
Good job. We're 2 for 2. Anyway, no, like, the thing is that officiating does have some rules in check now for ejections. College football, they automatically review any targeting penalty to see if it is warranting of a ejection. The NHL, they review major penalties to see if it is a major and an ejection. Why can't baseball? They've been trying to fix and change things about their game so much now that one of the biggest problems that is consistent is umpiring. If you want to try to fix the last real glaring flaw in the game, do something about it. Try to make ejections reviewable, because you'd be able to see if they're... Like, if someone's acting out of pocket, that's fine. But that one you could look at and see that there's television evidence that he didn't say anything. And he still got the gate. It was bizarre to watch, for sure. And definitely booty cheek worthy. But yeah, the other booty cheek of the week, it's still me. Just for thinking I can get an escape from it, the draft for 30 minutes. We didn't even get to 30. That's on me. I was a fool. But you know what? Good news, guys. We've got plenty of NFL draft coverage coming up even next, because Sal Capaccio is going to be joining us from One Bills Drive. But we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Sal and then get our draft coverage started a little bit early. It was supposed to start at noon, and we'll be able to start in just a few moments here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.